Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Sports, Jobs, and Taxes, The Economic Impact of Sports Teams and Stadiums, edited by Roger G. Nall and Andrew Zimbalist and published by Brookings Institution Press, is a policy-focused economics volume about the public financing of sports facilities, written in the context of a modern stadium building boom. It evaluates the popular promise that attracting or retaining a professional franchise will generate broad local gains through job creation, rising tax revenues, and downtown revitalization. The book treats those claims as testable propositions rather than slogans. It explains how economic impact studies are constructed, what they often miss, and how researchers use empirical methods to compare places with and without teams or new venues. Alongside the methodological discussion, the book examines the political economy of subsidies, including why leagues and franchises can extract favorable deals from cities. It also draws on a set of case-based chapters on specific metropolitan areas and facility types to connect economic reasoning to real-world decisions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why stadium-led development claims are economically fragile. A central topic is the gap between the sales pitch for publicly supported stadiums and what basic local economic reasoning implies. The book scrutinizes the idea that a new facility creates large new spending that would not otherwise occur. Much of the spending at games is local discretionary spending that can be shifted from other entertainment options, meaning the relevant question is net new activity, not gross receipts inside the venue district. It also distinguishes between activity that occurs within a city boundary and activity that benefits the broader metropolitan area. Since residents often travel across jurisdictions to attend events, the analysis highlights leakages, such as player salaries and team profits that may flow to non-residents, reducing the local multiplier that boosters often assume. Another recurring issue is the difference between temporary construction jobs and sustained employment gains. By separating one-time building activity from long-run economic performance, the book challenges the practice of treating construction outlays as evidence of lasting development. The overall message is not that sports have no value, but that the standard economic development justification is usually overstated. Secondly, how to measure economic impact without counting the same dollars twice. The book emphasizes measurement and the common methodological errors that inflate projected benefits. It discusses appropriate ways to define the geographic area of interest, choose comparison groups, and distinguish correlation from causation when a city builds a new facility. A recurring caution is that impact studies often add up spending categories without asking whether those dollars are new to the region or merely relocated from other local businesses. It also notes that some analyses treat all spending by visitors as incremental, even when many attendees are residents or would have visited the city anyway for other reasons. The volume points readers toward more rigorous empirical approaches, including econometric comparisons across metropolitan areas and over time, to test whether the presence of teams or new stadiums is associated with higher income growth, employment, or tax base expansion. Importantly, the book frames the policy question as a cost-benefit problem. Public outlays and foregone tax revenue should be compared to realistically estimated public returns. By making methods part of the argument, it equips readers to evaluate future claims, not just the cases covered in the book. Thirdly, subsidies, bargaining power, and the political economy of franchise deals. Another major theme is why subsidies persist, even when the measurable economic payoffs are limited. The book explores the bargaining environment between cities and franchises, especially the leverage created by leagues with limited numbers of teams and credible relocation threats. When a metropolitan area believes it is competing with other cities for a scarce asset, it can bid up subsidies even if the local benefits are modest. The volume also connects this leverage to the structure of professional sports, where league rules and market exclusivity can strengthen teams' negotiating positions. On the political side, it discusses how concentrated benefits and diffuse costs shape outcomes a team, nearby landholders, and certain business groups may have strong incentives to lobby for a deal, while the tax burden is spread across many voters. The popularity of sports also matters, because elected officials may value the symbolic win of keeping a franchise or opening a new venue. By treating stadium policy as political economy rather than pure finance, the book explains why rational skepticism in economic terms can still coexist with frequent public investment. Fourthly, employment and tax revenues separating visible activity from net gains. The jobs and taxes in the title are examined as outcomes that are often asserted but difficult to verify in aggregate data. The book distinguishes the visibility of game day staffing, security, concessions, and seasonal work from the harder question of whether a region experiences a sustained increase in total employment. It also points out that many stadium-related jobs are part-time and may replace other service jobs rather than add to the overall number of positions. Tax revenue arguments receive similar scrutiny. Ticket taxes, sales taxes on concessions, and related receipts can look impressive in isolation, but they must be weighed against public costs, such as debt service, infrastructure, land assembly, and operating subsidies, as well as any tax exemptions or revenue-sharing arrangements in the deal. The book encourages readers to ask whether the public sector is gaining a net fiscal dividend after accounting for what the same taxpayers and visitors would have spent elsewhere in the local economy. By framing employment and revenue as net concepts, it challenges the tendency to treat any stadium-adjacent activity as evidence that the project paid for itself. Lastly, what case studies reveal about cities, venue design, and context, in addition to general analysis? The book uses case-based chapters to connect abstract arguments to real decisions. It covers a set of major league facility experiences in several U.S. metropolitan areas and also includes discussion of smaller-scale facilities, such as minor league stadiums and spring training sites. The purpose of these cases is not to claim that every city is identical, but to show how outcomes depend on context where the stadium sits relative to existing commercial districts, whether it is integrated with surrounding neighborhoods, how revenues are allocated, and how the local economy was performing before the project. The volume also treats stadium design and location as variables that can influence who captures spending and whether nearby development is plausibly induced. Even when a facility contributes to a localized entertainment district, the case discussions reinforce the broader conclusion that neighborhood-level changes do not automatically translate into metropolitan-wide growth. The comparative nature of the case approach helps readers see patterns across different deals and political settings, and it illustrates how similar justifications are repeated, even when prior experiences provide little evidence of large net economic benefits. In conclusion, Sports, Jobs, and Taxes is best suited for readers who want an evidence-oriented view of stadium subsidies, rather than a celebratory account of sports development. Economists, public finance professionals, urban policy students, journalists, and local officials evaluating a new facility proposal will benefit most. Because the book focuses on how to reason about net economic effects, not merely how to describe visible activity around a venue. For engaged citizens, it offers a framework for asking better questions about displacement of spending, leakages from the local economy, and the full fiscal cost of public participation, including debt and infrastructure commitments. The book's distinctive contribution within the sports economics and urban policy category is its combination of methodological critique and political economy explanation. Many works either focus on the romance of franchises or treat financing as a narrow budget question. This volume instead links measurement, incentives, and governance. It explains why optimistic impact claims proliferate, why franchises can secure advantageous terms, and why voters and officials may still support subsidies even when broad growth effects are weak. As a result, the book stands out as a practical guide to skepticism, helping readers interpret the next round of Build the Stadium arguments with clearer economic logic. If you would like to support Roger G. Noel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.